at UBC and is with us this morning. Bruce Archibald, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What were these things like? What do they look like?
Well, there's two insects that that we described. I worked with Rob Cannings, who's retired from the Royal BC Museum. One was a dragonfly that looked very modern, very normal. People call them darner dragonflies. And the other was a rather odd-looking relative of dragonflies, which this group is extinct today. So one of them would look not out of place flying around today, and the other one would be quite surprising to see.
And when did these things live?
This was about 50, 51 million years ago in the Princeton region.
And what was Princeton like 51 million years ago?
Well, it was an upland. It was a cool upland in a very warm world. So down around Vancouver, you'd have climates much like, say, Venezuela today. But in the uplands, you would have climates almost like Kelowna, as far as the average temperature goes, because it was at some altitude. This is a while, not that long after the extinction of the dinosaurs. So it would be a world in which the modern communities, the modern world as we know it, was just sort of beginning after that event.
And from what you've been able to glean from these fossils, how do these creatures fit into our understanding of each of their families? And what new have we learned about those families? And I use families generically, not in the scientific sense. But what have we learned about their lineages?
Well, we learned that this one group, which is very diverse today, called darners, was also present and diverse at this time, 51 million years ago, and that they were living together with this sort of relic, this sort of ancient species, and there's a time of transition and this time of modernization.
And are there other? Does this raise new questions about, like, new lineages that may now have gaps that need to be filled? Are there other questions this research raises?
Yes, this whole thing about the community and the way that it evolved and the way that our modern world started to take shape at that time. We didn't know about these kinds of insects from this formation. The formation around Princeton. Princeton, B.C. has a very rich fossil record, and it's been known for about 150 years. People have been collecting it, but no one has ever found any of these kind of dragonfly-like insects there before. This goes back to George Mercer Dawson right after Confederation. B.C. entered Confederation in, July 1871, I think, and right after that, Ottawa sent out Dawson to find out what kind of coal and ore and what sort of mineral goodies Ottawa got. And he was an interesting guy. He found fossils along the Similkameen River, and he was interested in everything. He learned First Nations languages, and he took a detailed account of the weather and the plants that he encountered and all sorts of things like that. And so Dawson found the first fossil insects in B.C., or described them, sent them off to people at Harvard and people in Vienna. And this was the beginning of our understanding of these ancient communities. And lots of people, scientists, have worked in the Princeton region ever since in the 150 years following. But no one has ever found one of these kind of dragonflies there. And so... Sorry, go ahead.
No, after you.
Well, I was going to say, and so Bev Burlingame and Kathy Simpkins, two local residents of Princeton, went out, and sure enough, they found these fossils, and we work as kind of a team, and so they texted me pictures of these fossils, right after they found them, and I was quite excited. I said, wow, you've really got catch of the month there, catch of the year, I suppose. So I went up to Princeton and looked at them in the Princeton Museum and their collections there. And then Rob Cannings and I worked them up.
Well, it's been really interesting to learn about them this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Sure, anytime. Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Right.
That's Bruce Archibald, who is a paleontologist and also the curator of the paleontology collection at the BD Biodiversity Museum at the University of British Columbia. 7:53 Pacific Time. Scott Regeer is here now with our sports.